Millennials aged 22 to 34 make up more than 30% of the workforce in urban Honolulu. That according to a Career Builder study last year. Mid-Pacific Institute President Paul Turnbull is a lifelong educator and father of two millennials. He says leaders must recognize that this age group wants to make a difference.
I think it's incumbent upon us and anybody else who can hire a millennial to understand where they're coming from, understand that they are, in a way, having to fight with each other to get those positions, and then have us as organizations find ways of reaching their potential within themselves. That's the tough part for us. I don't think it's actually the millennials' job to fit into us. It's our job to fit around them.
The Center for Tomorrow's Leaders works with 13 high schools to identify and train non-traditional student leaders and has graduated 400 students from that program. Executive Director Katie Chang says the center is also working on a pilot program with several Hawaii companies.
They've selected their millennial employees and we've sent them into the classroom to advise projects. And what we've learned from that is that I think a lot of millennials really like to experience and it's very relational. And so I think the experience of actually going into classrooms, teaching leadership to others has actually improved their leadership. And companies have found it a very effective way to engage them, particularly in community service.
But in order to lead, one must be able to follow. That's the message from David Heenan, Campbell Estate trustee and visiting professor at Georgetown University.
If you aren't prepared to subordinate yourself for some person or cause, how do you ever expect to lead? It's an essential rite of passage if you want to make it into the corner office. But I think what we all realize is that even if we reach modest heights, we can still find a way to live well. You do not have to be the captain of the team to find happiness on the team.
Kamehameha School's Chief Executive Officer, Jack Wong, says the key to effective leadership is knowing the right thing to do.
In our quest for greatness, we forget about goodness. How do you lead community if you can't live community? If you don't live as if you're part of this community, how do you expect to lead that community? Because in my experience, people don't follow plans. They don't follow inspiration. They don't follow vision. They follow good people, people who do the right thing.
22-year-old Nuraisa Abdullah attended the session titled, Are You Ready to Be a Leader? She grew up in the Philippines and moved to Hawaii 3 years ago.
I work as an associate account manager. Along with my partner, we manage about 300 employer accounts. So I'm pretty new with this work, and I have more to learn. I have so much more to learn in life. But I just know that I want to be a leader someday, somehow.
According to the Career Builder study, urban Honolulu is ranked in the top 10 cities, adding the most millennials to the workforce. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.